Hey there, animation aficionados and spiritual seekers. Welcome to the Analuya Podcast, where we blend the magic of animated movies and TV shows with the depth of faith. Everything from Disney to Naruto and more. We're on a mission to uncover the hidden connections between these colorful animated worlds and the rich, timeless stories found in the Bible. From the courageous hero's journey to the age-old themes of redemption and sacrifice. We are bridging the gap between animation and faith. Expect lively discussions, geeky analysis, and plenty of aha moments as we explore the deeper layers of this medium. Get ready to raise a hallelujah. It's time for Analuya.
And you're locked into another episode of the Analuya Podcast, making that intersection between faith and animation. Everything from Disney to Naruto and everything in between. My name is Josh, and glad to be back with you again this week. Now, normally this would be the part of the show where I say, and now introducing my lovely wife, Rebecca, as I do every week. Unfortunately, Rebecca is out this week, so I am doing this show solo for this episode. Rebecca will be returning next week. But fear not, I'm still going to deliver the great content you all know and love, even by myself. So, let's get right into it. Picture this, you're soaring through the air of early 20th century Italy, with the wind in your hair and a trusty plane beneath your wings. Well, that is the setting of our movie that we'll be talking about today, and that is Porco Rosso. And of course, Porco Rosso is part of the Studio Ghibli Masterpiece Collection. And this combines breathtaking animation with a story of redemption, courage, and the power of second chances. For those of you who may have not have seen Porco Rosso, going to give you a little bit of a synopsis. Set against the backdrop of the Adriatic Sea, Porco Rosso follows the adventures of Marco, a World War I flying ace, who's been cursed with the appearance of, well, you guessed it by the title, a pig. But despite his appearance, Marco, or as he's better known as Porco, is still the best pilot around. He's a freelance bounty hunter, taking on air pirates and defending the skies from those who would threaten peace. But beneath his gruff exterior lies a man haunted by his past, grappling with the guilt and regret over the friends that he lost in the war. It's a story of redemption as Porco confronts his inner demons, finds the courage to face his fears, and ultimately learns that true heroism isn't measured by appearance, but by strength of one's character. Now, this had been the first time that I had seen this particular Studio Ghibli movie. I had seen like the cover, I've seen like bits and pieces of the movie, but never watched it in full length until this past week. And honestly, I really liked it. It was great animation. Brought me back to the days where Studio Ghibli movies at some points would be on Disney Channel, kind of like Kiki's Delivery Service. And it just reminds me why I love Hayao Miyazaki's work so much. Because he just takes you into a world of mysticism, and the artwork is always flawless. So we're going to get into our first point, which is the redemption. This takes us to a pivotal moment in Porco Rosso's story, when he's forced to confront his past and the choices that led him to his current state. It's a moment of reckoning, of facing the consequences of his actions, and also a moment of redemption. There's a scene in the movie where Porco is telling a story to Fio, which is the granddaughter of a mechanic that Porco knows, and, you know, her being, you know, a kid, 17 basically, it's like, oh, tell me a story. And so Porco begins to recount the day that led to him having the appearance of a pig. So we learn that he's a World War I fighter pilot, and the enemy was gaining on them. And instead of going and fighting, he was trying to get out of the barrage that was coming towards him, kind of like staying in his own skin. Well, in that, he realizes he was being selfish and goes soaring through the sky up into the cloud. And he sees this vision of all these other fighter pilots, including one of his friends that he was the best man for at their wedding. And in the imagery of this, they go into like this tube type of thing, where essentially they're going up to the afterlife, or what's painted as heaven in this story. And in that moment says, you know, take me, you know, I'm the one who should be dead. You know, I have to, so selfishly, that's the only reason why I'm alive. And as he's reflecting on this past regret, being haunted by the memories of friends that he lost in the chaos of war, it's a reminder that our actions have consequences, and that sometimes the hardest battles we face are ones within ourselves. And so Porco has just been carrying this burden with him day in, day out, and he calls it a curse, and it's a self-inflicted curse of unforgiveness. This kind of brings to mind Isaiah 1:18, which reads, "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool." This verse speaks to the transformative power of redemption, offering hope and forgiveness to those burdened by guilt and shame. We see the echoes of this promise as Porco grapples with the past mistakes and finds the courage to embrace redemption. Just as God offers us a clean slate, free from the stains of sin, Porco discovers that it's never too late to change, to seek forgiveness and start anew. And I love that verse and how this relates to Porco's own journey. When you feel like you've run too far, when you have this heavy burden in your heart, it's really never too late to run to God, seek that forgiveness, and have that redemptive transformation. And Porco does that when Theo gets into a bet with this, what they call the American, I think his name is like Christopher, where they enter in this battle to basically shoot one another down in their plane to prove who's the best ace pilot. And reluctantly, Porco enters this competition between him and Christopher, because Theo is on the line, because she's basically promised to marry Christopher if Porco loses. And really, this brings us into our second point, which is extending forgiveness. And there's this moment of unexpected grace, because we meet Theo, who is the young mechanic, again, the granddaughter of the older mechanic that Porco has a friendship with. And Theo challenges Porco's cynical outlook on life, which is what gets him into that competition. Despite his initial reluctance that I mentioned before, Porco learns to trust Theo and allows her into his world, ultimately finding healing through the power of forgiveness. And there's a moment of vulnerability in the scene where Porco puts aside his pride and allows Theo to help him repair his beloved plane that has since been damaged from the previous occurrence. And Porco kind of, you know, waves her off because, well, hey, you know, you're young and, you know, you're a girl. So both of those things disqualify you from helping repair my plane. But she is still gung-ho about it and eventually wears Porco down and they force his bond in this friendship. And that small gesture of Theo offering to help repair Porco's plane may seem insignificant, but it is a step that ultimately goes into this whole transformation that Porco finds within himself. And this brings us into Ephesians 4:32, which reads, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as for Christ, God forgave you." This verse underscores the importance of extending forgiveness to others. Just as we have been forgiven by God, we've also heard the similar verse, you know, you forgive others, so in turn God will forgive you. If you refuse to forgive others, you know, God will not forgive you. we once again see this principle put into action as Porco learns to let go of his bitterness and resentment, choosing instead to extend grace and forgiveness to those around him. And Porco doesn't, he does have this cynical outlook on life. He's just saying, you know, I'm just good as a bounty hunter. Nobody cares. I just need to keep my head down. I have the appearance of a pig. So who would ever want to be around me? So very cynical and jaded that he's become from that one occurrence back in the First World War. And much of this extending grace and forgiveness is through his relationship with Theo. He discovers that true healing comes not from holding on to past hurts, but from letting go and embracing forgiveness. And I think that's really powerful because Porco has just let that one event and that one regret shape his whole future. Once again, get into that self-inflicted curse. It's not that he's been cursed with the appearance of a pig, but, you know, the selfishness that he displayed that one day that resulted in losing all those friends that he had as a pilot. He acted selfishly. Well, what did he associate? What animal did he associate with being selfish? A pig. Gluttonous, you know, only care about their own desires. So he thought that was fitting. And it's not that he wants this for himself, but he thinks that's what he deserves. And this brings us to our third point and our last point. Going back to redemption is finding that redemption within community. In the conclusion of the movie, where Porco learns that true redemption isn't found in isolation, but in community, as he faces off against his rival, the dastardly heir pirate Curtis. Oh, it's Curtis, not Christopher. Porco discovers that he's not alone in his fight. With the support of his friends and allies, he finds the strength to confront his fears and emerge victorious. And I find it really funny in that final scene of the movie, where even like some of his enemies, you know, are even cheering for him, you know, at the, by the end of the final battle between him and Curtis. So it proves that, you know, people, even enemies are, you know, on his side to, you know, they want him to have victory and to get that transformation. So surrounded by his friends and allies, Porco tastes to the skies once more, ready to face whatever challenges may come his way. It is a testament to the power of the community, of standing together in times of adversity and finding strength in each other's presence. For the closing verse, we have Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Just reiterating the whole purpose of community and friendship. Porco has lived most of his life in isolation, and through Theo gains community, gains family, gains allies. And that's in the Christian walk. You know, when you accept Jesus, you're introduced to a whole new community where people are there to stand alongside you, help grow in your faith, and help you through troubled times, whether it's holding on to past hurts or regrets or celebrating your victory. All right, and there you have it. My thoughts on Porco Rosso. Once again, this is a great movie. Really enjoyed it. You can get on HBO Max, so it is available directly and easily for streaming. Rebecca will be back next week to bring all her inner thoughts and everything for our Easter episode. We'll be talking about the miniseries Young David, so be on the lookout for that. Again, this is a little bit of a shorter episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Tell us what you thought. Leave it in the comments. Until next time, keep those halos shiny and stay holy, my friends.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Annaluia Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Annaluia Podcast. You can also watch the video version of our podcast on YouTube. Check out more on our website at annaluia.com.